short shot of that. If you need to proceed, I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Mike.
Well, let's go. All right, well, any guests? I don't think so. Okay. Same old crew this week. Andrew Mills, close the doors. Okay. We'll talk about the man of the, excuse me, what is Brother Shepherd of the Year and Newcomer of the Year. We're still in the voting process. You have until December 3rd when you vote for me, and I will send out another friendly reminder. You may email directly back to me with your selections. The other thing is that our annual dinner will be December 13th, which is a Monday after the show. It'll begin at 5:30, and there'll be more details sent out in Machine Shed and over to Urbandale, I guess. And so anyway, that's about all I have, and I maybe anything about the show. Brenton, Eldon, you want to talk about that specifically?
Sell tickets. Okay. We've had a gross total of like 20 sold online. 20. 2-0. Now, we have had 200 paper tickets that have been handed out, and hopefully those have found a home and have been sold. But we need to do much more to promote. So you have the flyer that's been sent to you via email. Use that. Forward that to all your peeps. When you're out for breakfast, when you're out at lunch, when you're with your Rotary groups, your whatever's you got going on, when you're at work, okay? Talk to everyone about it. Tell them about it and get them, steer them to our website. And it's not just that.
2 weeks left.
Yeah. We have 2 weeks left.
Got to turn in on Sunday night when we're practicing at the church.
Of course, tickets are available at the door, so if people have a pre-purchase, they can still come as long as space is available. But it's a 700-seat church, so I mean, usually we've had around 600 before. So, I mean, if we could fill up all 700, that would be awesome. Okay? But remember, we each have a goal of trying to sell to 20 households, right? That's our goal. So try to do that, complete it, and get some people in the seats. We've got really good music, and you guys are sounding great. It would be really fun to make sure we have an audience for that. Are there any questions, thoughts, things going on? We're rehearsing in show order, so what we're doing is what you're doing in the show. Yes?
Are we going to have any joint practices with the women?
Yes, we do. The final Monday before the show is actually at the church. So we have one more rehearsal here, and that's next Monday, obviously. But then the following Monday, we're actually at the performance site as a joint rehearsal with the women. So, good question.
Same time?
Yeah, same time. 6:30 will be the start time. Yep. We may end up going closer to 10 o'clock maybe on that joint night just because we've got a lot of details and things we need to get all worked out and together. But that's why we're trying to kind of get us into position and talk about all that now. We don't have to dress on Monday evening. We just need to be there. Your costume will need to come with you, though, obviously, on the day of the show. And what's our? I think we start writing it. Is it 9:30, and the rehearsal starts at 10 on that Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, arrive at 9:30 so that you can get your costumes and things set in the room, our changing room, and the gathering space, all that kind of stuff. Then we'll start the rehearsal with the women at 10 o'clock. We hope to be done with our rehearsal run through with big ensembles around noonish, so that way we can turn it over to the quartets and they can have a little time to practice in the space. We need to be finished with everything by 2 o'clock, out of the hall, up in our holding rooms. That way, when the audience starts coming in, around 2:15, 2:30. We're not going to open the doors till 2:30, but you know how audiences are. They start getting there a little early and they're milling around. We want to be a professional. So we will have ourselves all up in our holding spaces by 2 o'clock. Show starts at 3. We'll be done by 5. There'll be some cleanup that we need to do afterwards and make sure that we leave the space. So yeah, bless you, whoever that was. We need to leave the space in the exact same way we found it and be, you know, good stewards and good neighbors, clean up after ourselves. So probably by the time we get all that done, we're hoping that we can be, you know, fully out of there by 6 o'clock, and then you guys have the rest of the evening, which is much different than years past, because usually we've had 2 performances, and we're cleaning up at, like, you know, 10 and 11, and that's not as much fun. Okay. Excellent. Any other questions? Make sure that you found your tuxedo pieces. Make sure that you have your red ties. Tori is also getting red pocket squares, pocket silks, for all of us. to have, so we will have that in addition to the red ties. If you've never had ties before, Tori is also getting ties for you as well. Okay? But be for us that have been around for a while, be searching so that you found your red ties. Make sure you don't wait till like the week of, because that'll be too late for us to get one by then. So look now. If you don't have one, please let Tori know immediately. Okay? Good, good?
Any idea on the shuttle, where that happens at?
Where the shuttle?
Yeah.
So on the day of the show, we'll be parking in the lot that is across from where we rehearsed at Drake. So it's that lot across from the Fine Arts Building. You know, the lot that you got kicked out of, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So park in that parking lot, and there's a shuttle that's going back and forth from the church that will come and pick. So stay in your cars, because it may be cold. If it's a nice day, you don't have to stay in your car. But stay in your car until the shuttle comes, and then hop out and get on. And they'll cart you over to the church. That way we leave the parking spaces around the church building itself for our patrons.
That parking is probably north of the old Varsity Theater, is that correct?
Correct, yep, it's north of the Varsity Theater. It's right across from the Fine Arts Building. It's at the corner of Forest and 25th, is that what that street is? 20 something right in there, but yeah, it's a.
There's no basketball game that night or anything.
I sure.
Yeah, sure is.
Oh, is it?
There's a men's game that day.
Oh, wow. We'll try, but we'll get there before them. We'll be there before them. Since we have to be there at 9:30.
Basketball.
They'll be closing. Those will be reserved parking.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It's a basketball game.
That's why I don't go to events.
We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah.
The church says they have permission to use that lot, so we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah.
That's right.
I'll see if the church can dig into that and give us some information. Okay. Any other questions? Good. Are there any other announcement things?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yes, Larry?
Good.
Yes, Larry.
This last week I sent out an email to update the directory. I've got a lot of responses, and I want to thank you for those who responded right away. Some of you have not responded yet, so please send me that as quickly as possible so I can get the update put in the directory and get that printed. If I get all the information in time, we'll pass it out on our dinner time. If not, it'll be later, obviously. We'll just do that. If I get all the information or not. It's not the printer won't hold me up, but you guys do.
Oh, gosh.
Just say it. Thank you for sending that or responding so quickly.
Go ahead.
December 3rd, we got that benefit concert with MD Carmody and Audrey Cuff. And we're going to be at the Department for the Blind, which is 4th and Watson Powell Jr. Parkway. So it's a better place for parking than the place that's closed. Yes, Java Joe's. So it'll be fun.
Very good. Send out an email with the address in it for everybody.
I did.
Oh, okay.
One.
Okay.
Then I'll send another one.
Yep. Yeah. Java Joe's is closed both downtown and on Douglas, and I think there's one left in Ankeny.
Well, they just opened a new one in Ankeny.
Yeah. So that one is open at the moment. So. Yeah, change of venue. Yes, John?
I had just a FYI. Last Tuesday I had a surgery on my arm. There's a little melanoma there, which scared the heck out of me.
Yeah.
But now I had surgery. They took a bunch of stuff out there. Got a call this morning, said everything was clear.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next Tuesday I get my stitches out, and then 6 months later I get to go see the dermatologist.
Yay.
Anyway, I just want
good. That's a good report.
Okay.
That is awesome. Thank you. Good.
Yes, another medical.
Keep me in mind. I have to go in to have a lipid to me. I had X-rays. I got them back Tuesday after last practice. Between the two EMS things, I got about almost a couple dozen kidney stones, from anywhere from real small to 0.7. So I'm going to go through a little bit of pain, but I'm tough
kidney burst. So.
Yeah, good. Yes.
I don't wish it on anybody.
Oh, no.
Well, yes.
And I've got retirement home picked out already. It's going to be called Stony Brook.
Oh, that's bad.
That's too big. Yeah,
that's one thing that I was going to say.
Oh, I remember what it was. So after we have our Monday dinner on December 13th, the next 2 weeks are off. We don't have rehearsal. That's our kind of winter break, time for you to get ready to either travel or get ready to spend time with family. So we don't do anything on the 20th or the 27th of December. So we have those 2 Mondays off. Then we usually come back the first Monday in January, which I think was like the 3rd or something like that. However, we're doing something a little different. We're going to have a special sort of fun event, more details to come. Okay, we're going to have a really fun event, but we need to do it on Thursday. So, well, the first Thursday in January is when we'll have our normal chapter meeting. And I want to encourage you, it's going to be off-site. Like I said, details coming, not going to ruin the surprise. Okay, but we want you to be thinking about visitors that you can invite. It's going to be a visitor-friendly event. There's going to be fun videos that we're all going to watch together. There's going to be food, and there's going to be other fun stuff in there. And it's a really good opportunity and a good sort of an, I call it an on-ramp activity. Something to kind of bring them into the lane of traffic with us. So be thinking about your visitors, friends, people that might be interested, and get them here on that Thursday. We'll get them somewhere on the first Thursday in January. It won't be here at this location, but it's going to be really, really fun, a good way to introduce them to barbershop and for them to just have a good time with us and get to know us. So Think, and get that on your calendars now that we do nothing on the 20th, nothing on the 27th, and then that first Thursday, which would be the 7th? 6th. Okay, so January the 6th, then, will be the next time that we come back after the dinner, and there will be more details coming up. Okay, that's that. Let's take a, can we take like a quick, like, 7 and be back here at like 8:05?
Sure.
Awesome. See you at 8:05.